Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Usually when we hear about a bad cycling accident in the city, it's a cyclist getting hit by a car or a truck. But there are also bad cases in which a cyclist runs down a pedestrian. And it seems like there are more of these lately, as Samantha Liebman reports live from Chelsea this morning. Sam?
And Lee, the latest incident last night around 6:30, the 44-year-old man simply crossing 8th Avenue at 22nd Street, where he was hit by the cyclist, part of a group riding together. This witness saw it and spoke with CBS 2.
I just saw the guy on the floor. He was not getting up. He was just on the floor.
The man taken to Bellevue in critical condition. Police say the victim did have the right of way. They're now looking for the cyclist. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Chelsea.
Two cop cars headed to a report of shots fired in Sheepshead Bay last night didn't make it because they crashed into each other at East 24th Street and Avenue Z. There were two officers in each car. They're all hospitalized in stable condition. The NYPD is dealing with an outbreak of carjackings in the Bronx and Queens, and the carjackers seem pretty particular about which cars they want.
There have been 9 holdups, and they stole expensive cars like Porsches, Mercedes, and Toyotas. A favorite spot of the bad guys is Foch Boulevard and Merrick Boulevard in Queens. At that intersection, a group of guys pulled along the car they wanted to steal. They got out, threatened the driver with their guns. In some of the cases, the driver said, "Take the car." In other cases, the frightened driver hit the gas and drove away. I'm at Foch and Merrick now, and I spoke to Ralph Adolph. He said the guys who are doing the robberies are just lowlifes.
Someone who got a job and have family doesn't have time to do things like this. It's someone doing drugs, been in jail.
The robberies have occurred in the 4-5 and 4-9 precincts in the Bronx and here in the 113th precinct. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at Foch Boulevard in Queens.
Somebody slashed more than 40 tires in Bayside, Queens last weekend. Cops say that someone was 42-year-old D. Lasersmith. He is under arrest, charged with dozens of counts of criminal mischief. Damage in total, more than $13,000. Lasersmith could get up to 7 years in prison if he's convicted. No word on a motive. An ice pick can come in handy this time of year, not just for dealing with ice. Cops say it appears an ice pick was used to stab a 42-year-old man in the East Village during the midnight hour this morning. Police say the attacker is a 36-year-old man who, like the victim, lives at a facility on East 6th Street for people with mental illness. The victim taken to Beth Israel, the attacker last seen running in the direction of Avenue B. Former Governor Cuomo trying to get taxpayers to cover his legal bills on the grounds that the sexual harassment he was accused of fell within the scope of his employment as governor. Actually, during his resignation speech just about a year ago, he did make the point that his problems are also your problems.
When there is a bias or a lack of fairness in the justice system, it is a concern for everyone. Not just those immediately affected.
Cuomo has filed suit against State Attorney General Letitia James, arguing that she violated state law by denying his public assistance for his defense. Her spokesperson responds, taxpayers should not have to pony up for legal bills that could reach millions of dollars so Mr. Cuomo's lawyers can attack survivors of his abuse. A couple of local Little League teams will be playing today to determine which of them heads to the Little League World Series. As Glenn Schunk reports, one of the teams is from Long Island, the other from Jersey. Glenn?
A spot in the Little League World Series in Williamsport goes to the winner of Massapequa Coast versus Toms River. Now, for Massapequa, they won the 12-year-old division state title for the first time in the 72-year history of the league. Toms River certainly been here before. The boys from the Jersey Shore have already been in 4 Little League World Series. Massapequa pitcher Brendan Handley.
I'll feel great because now we'll be playing people from all over the world.
Craig Garland is the Massapequa Little League president. He also spoke with Channel 7.
From the day one watching them this year, I knew they were very special.
And the game played later today in Bristol, Connecticut. Good luck to both. Glenn Schuck, 1010, Winds News.
If you're looking for something to do with the kids during the first weekend of October, there's Paley Weekend. They're going to close off West 52nd Street between 5th and 6th outside the Paley Center for Media, which is run by Maureen Reedy.
Fans will have the opportunity to meet their sports heroes and superheroes. We'll have meet and greet and photo ops with A-list celebrities, athletes, sportscasters, gamers, social media influencers, and even beloved larger-than-life characters from classic children's stories and favorite TV series.
Well, Mayor Adams, for one, plans to check it out.
Events like Paley Weekend make New York City the greatest city in the world, and it is so much a part of the revitalization of our city.
And again, that's the first weekend of October. More info at paleycenter.org. New York has the most cases of monkeypox of all cities in the nation. Now, we're the first city in the nation to have proposed legislation to deal with monkeypox, drawn up by the City Council's LGBTQIA+ caucus, of which Crystal Hudson is a member.
The city has a record of doing too little too late when it comes to curbing infectious diseases. The communities who suffer most from our inaction are poor and low-income communities, marginalized communities, and communities of color.
There are three bills which would require the city to create an education and outreach strategy regarding monkeypox, ensure sufficient vaccine access for vulnerable communities, and establish a permanent infectious disease vaccine scheduling portal. There will be a public hearing on these bills later this month. Well, it's already preseason football time. The Giants played their first preseason game last night, and the Jets play tonight, as Mark is here to discuss. Mark, Renee?
Yeah, Lee, it's hard to believe the start of the regular season is just 3 weeks away now, and Big Blue in its first dress rehearsal scored a 23-21 win over the Patriots in New England on a final play field goal. Of course, Giants fans want to know how the quarterback did, and head coach Brian Daboll said Daniel Jones had some good and some things he could have back, while going 6 of 10 for 69 yards in the first two series.
I thought he operated the offense well. You let him down on the first drive. We stalled there in the red zone, and you know, good first start, but certainly things to clean up.
Jones also took a sack and showed no ill effects of last year's neck injury. Saquon Barkley, meanwhile, on the opening possession, ran for 13 yards on four carries and had a catch for 5 yards. And he also mentioned the Jets. They'll kick off their preseason tonight in Philadelphia. Mark, Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.